Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Oh, no, his mic isn't working. All right, say it again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, there he is, there he is. All right, we're on air. We're live and we're on air. And it's 7 a.m. in the morning. So welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Well, good morning.
Again. Good morning. And we have Steve Altonian with Credit Law Solutions here with us today.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, good morning. So we are so excited.
You are super chipper.
He is chipper.
For very early in the morning.
I get chipper and chippy.
I like it. Just next time, bring chips so we can eat something in the morning.
Yeah, now I'm all excited. Now I want chips and margaritas.
There you go. So it is 7 a.m. We are so excited. Tomorrow is our workshop. It is the last workshop that we are doing Mortgage Mom Radio until after the summer is over. We've got it slated for September or October, but no date on the calendar yet. So if you have thought about coming to one of our homebuyer workshops, tomorrow is the day. Get online, get your tickets. You can text the word MOM 31996. You can get your tickets there. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on events, and you can get your tickets there. Or you can give us a call. It's 844-935-3634, and we'll help you get those tickets right now as well. So, gosh, tomorrow's going to be great.
I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a good one. It's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of energy. We're going to
sangrias
and the whole Cinco de Mayo or almost
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, I've been calling it pre-Cinco de Mayo, but I like the almost Cinco de Mayo.
You have to do the quotation marks, though, in front of almost.
Almost. But it is going to be fun. I mean, usually we do like wine and beer and it's more winery style, yeah. You know, and so this one should be kind of fun. It, you know, if you're coming, wear your jeans, wear your sombreros, come on out, party with us, put on your mustaches. We don't care. It's, you know, it's all about an afternoon of, you know, not just learning, which is the most important piece of why you're there, but we want it to be fun and we want you to have a good time as well. And we will play games throughout the day so that you can actually win some different prizes. So Steve's going to be there tomorrow and you're going to bring a couple gifts with you.
I will be in the house.
So let's get some compliance out of the way so we're not in trouble.
Yes, that's a good idea.
All right.
Because Susan gets mad.
Yeah, so Marla and I really truly are loan officers. We do loans for a living. When you give us a call and you talk to us about your loan, you really are talking with one of us or somebody that is on our team. And we do have to, for compliance reasons, give you our license number. So my name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux. My NMLS ID number is 237926.
Sweet.
And?
You want me to do mine now?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Marla Geezer, and my NMLS is 669357, and we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Done. Done, done, and done.
Done, done, and done.
We are finished. All right. So with that piece out of the way, let's talk to Steve, since we said, hey, we've got Steve here today.
Yes. Let's do a little, like, drum roll, like... introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes. Steve is with Credit Law Solutions, as I mentioned earlier. We very frequently refer clients to Steve when the credit report is such that it's not something that Marla and I personally can take a look at and, you know, offer advice to, you know, where if things need to be cleaned up, a little bit more difficult.
It needs a specialist.
It needs a specialist, exactly. It's more difficult than what Marla and I do. At the end of the day, we're loan officers. We do loans. We know a lot about credit because that's how we get your loan approved. We know, you know, quite a few good tricks to up our sleeves, you know, to get things done, get that credit score raised, you know, quickly. But sometimes there's just more that's necessary. And so that's where Steve comes into play. And we've really had some great success. We've seen a lot of clients really turn their lives around just from the work that you've done with them.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is helping people. It's really good to be in a profession where you help people and still make a living, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it is. And that's the important thing is, you know, I had a client actually just yesterday who called me and, you know, she was talking to me about wanting to refinance. She's got the 80% equity now. She'd like to get rid of her mortgage insurance. And, you know, I asked her, I said, well, what is your credit score? And, you know, I went, how much do you owe on the property? And we go through all of the kind of song and dance of all the questions. And her credit score was only 620.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, look at what is your interest rate right now on your FHA loan? And she said, well, I've got a 3.25%. I said, is that a 30-year fix? She said, yeah. I said, keep it. Yeah. You know, I mean, she's paying mortgage insurance, which, you know, no, it's not tax deductible and you'd love to get rid of it if you could. But your interest rate on a conventional loan is tied to your FICO score. You know, what that credit score is what's going to determine what the adjusters are and what the risk factor is for your personal loan. So with a 620 credit score with today's rates, where rates are increasing daily, it feels like hourly
right.
at this point, you know, I mean, she would have been, you know, in 5%, above 5%, yeah. you know, for that rate.
Sounds like 2013, really.
Yeah. And that's where we are and that's where we're headed. And it's, but you know, and they're going to continue to go up. So my suggestion to her was, hey, why don't you reach out to Steve, even if you're not doing a loan with me, because I'm telling you, you're in a good place. Your monthly cash flow at your 3.25 on your FHA is better than what it would be by removing the mortgage insurance. She still needs to get herself in order for future, you know, just for life. Right. Yeah. And so I told her, I said, call Steve, talk to him, work with your credit. Even if you're not doing a loan with me, and even if our goal is not to do a loan in the future, what is going to open up possibilities to you for future financing and when you need it is going to be so much better than where you're at today. So, you know, we try to help our clients understand that piece, that it's not just about this loan right now today. It's about what's going on really in general. I mean, moving forward with your life. You know, and so that's kind of the stuff that we've seen, really, that you've made such a huge difference for people.
Yeah. And recently I've coined a phrase. It is under trademark. So you guys can use it, but don't steal it. It's cash is king and credit is queen.
Oh, I like it.
And we know on the chessboard that the queen runs circles around the king, just like in life.
Yes.
But really, you can't do anything without credit. Mm-hmm. You know, you just cannot. We have pro athletes. We have entertainment folks in our program. They make all the money in the world, and they need credit help. So I love helping people, and, you know, we're pretty adamant about what we try to do. I do try to impose my will, you know, get them to comply and do what we want to get done. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to be able to purchase whatever they're after, whatever their dream is.
Right, exactly. And that could be a house, that could be an RV, that could be so many things that are necessary. Your student, you know, your kids' student loans. I mean, you need to qualify for those loans as well. You know, a lot of people don't realize, hey, what's coming down the road for me that I'm going to have to need my credit for.
Exactly.
You know, they think, oh, I've got my car's great, it's paid off, my house, it's paid off. But you just don't know what's right around the corner that you might need that credit for. So really a very important piece. And not only that, but it's the number one starting place for a mortgage loan, which is what me and Marla do. I mean, that is what we're doing here at Movement Mortgage. That's what we're doing. Mortgage Mom Radio is mortgages. And the best way to get you started is to look at credit. And most of the time, that is where our roadmap or our plan that we constantly talk about all of the time usually begins with credit. So one of the things that I've really liked that you do, Steve, that's different from some of the other credit specialists that we've worked with over the years. I mean, Marla and I have both been doing this for well over 20 years each. We've worked with numerous credit risk specialists. What I like best about your company is that you guys don't necessarily go after it with just a dispute.
Correct.
So explain a little bit how a dispute and what you guys do and what's different.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is there's two acts, the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Credit, I am at a loss here.
Fair Credit
Collections Practices Act. There we go. There's almost
okay,
500.
Okay, so do it one more time.
Fair Credit Reporting Act and Fair Credit Collections Practices Act.
Okay, there.
All right.
Look that one up.
Yeah, there is almost 500 sub-laws, and I say that every day. There's almost 500 sub-laws under those two acts that companies have to abide by. And when we launch our investigation, in essence, what we're looking for is errors, and we are looking for omissions. And when we launch our investigation, if they cannot prove why they put the item on the credit report, if we show discrepancies in how they did their job, the item does have to be deleted off their credit profile, and it's a permanent deletion. Believe it or not, you have rights. You know, you have the right to have your credit report be 100% accurate, completely free from error, and completely verifiable. But did anybody know there's some big announcements in credit the last week?
No. Give it to us.
Yeah. This is some big stuff, hot off the press stuff. So some people out there, yes, I'm talking to you, ma'am. Yes, I'm talking to you, sir. Your credit score might have gone up about 30, 40 points this week.
Really? What happened? Tell us. Well,
the bureaus decided, remember last year they decided to make tax liens verifiable every 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, and I'll read the TransUnion public announcement. It said, last year, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion announced the implemented enhanced standards for the collection and timely updating of public record data included in consumer credit reports. So what this means is they took it upon themselves to take off tax liens. Tax liens are no longer on the credit profile. So what that means is those people who had tax liens in the last year or two, you're going to see an increase in your score. If it's older,
right,
it might be marginal. Now, it does not mean, ma'am, you do not owe the IRS. You still owe them money. You still owe the state. But it's not going to show on your credit profile. So you may have seen a bump in your score. Bankruptcy, public records will still stay on your report. Last year, civil judgments were taken off, but there's been a huge increase in scores. I think about 17% of Americans have been affected.
And seen an increase. Wow, that's great news. That is really good to hear. Because a lot of people, sometimes that collection, or not collection, but tax lien that's on that credit report is driving that score down. And sometimes it makes the difference between whether or not we can or cannot do a loan. Not the fact that they've got the tax lien, because we can do a loan if they have a home and they want to pay off, you know, pull out cash and pay off the tax lien.
Correct.
We can absolutely do that. If they want to buy a home and they have a tax lien and they've got the cash that they need to pay off that tax lien, they're allowed to do that to qualify. So a lot of people think that because I have a tax lien, I'm not going to get financing, and that's not true. But sometimes it will drive the score down to where we can't get the score up high enough to get the financing done. So that is really great news for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, from a mortgage standpoint, just like I said last year on the show, I believe we brought it up. Mortgage lenders will know about the tax liens. There's going to be a way for them to find it. I think
of course,
they did LexisNexis. So they will find it. But as far as your score is concerned, your score is going to go up. And every 20 points is critical in a mortgage loan for your interest rate. So you will see better rates across the board. And obviously, like Debbie said, if you're paying off the tax lien through the loan, you're good to go.
Right. Absolutely. That is fantastic. So just to bring everybody back around, I know that you get in the car, you get out of the car, and you probably just, if you've recently turned us on, you haven't heard what we're talking about. So today we've got Steve Altonian with Credit Law Solutions here with us, and we're talking about credit and some of the things that you should know and some of the things you shouldn't know. So he just gave us some information that was just recently announced by the three credit bureaus and in regards to tax liens. You know, we do have our home buyer workshop that's coming this Sunday. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like less than 24 hours away. Well, no, maybe a little bit more since it's early this morning. It's tomorrow afternoon at 2:00. But tomorrow is our home buyer workshop. Steve will be there with us and he will be presenting on credit. So we're not going to give you too much detail information as far as today is, you know, should you close a certain account? Should you not close an account? What do you do with the negatives that are on the credit report? He's going to go through all of those things tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about wanting to improve your credit score or know how you can or possibly get yourself into, you know, a program, Steve will be there tomorrow to do some presentation for us, and then you can talk with him afterwards. So definitely get your tickets. You can give us a call right now at 844-935-3634. You go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can actually click on events and get your tickets that way. Or you can text the word mom to 31996, and you'll get the link to actually get your tickets right through your text messages. So however it is easiest for you, but Steve will be there. It's a very intricate part of the entire mortgage process. Credit is one of the key pieces. If you don't have credit, you don't get a loan, which is why we bring Steve out to talk to you. And he's really great. We've worked with him for years now, and a lot of our clients have gone through his program, and just absolutely amazing what he's done. So again, if you've thought about coming out to the workshop, you didn't get your tickets before, it is tomorrow. You cannot get tickets after, I think, maybe 10 o'clock tonight. And I want to say we only have about 16 tickets left. So definitely log in right now, get your tickets, and come tomorrow because it's going to be a great event. What's not great about sangria, beer, appetizers, and almost Cinco de Mayo?
Almost Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, but wait, we're forgetting some other things too. So Go Country 105, we haven't mentioned this one in a while, is raffling two tickets to Go Fest at the workshop tomorrow as well.
Yes. Did we ever figure out who is headlining that?
I did not. Oh, I did not. I didn't look at it. Yes. We'll have to Google it.
More to come.
Yes. More to come on that. But GoFest is always a great, great concert. It's always a lot of fun. And you've got multiple artists that are there at GoFest. So some awesome tickets to raffle off by GoCountry 105. We can't say thank you enough to them for giving those to us. So again, you're going to get to come out. You're going to get to meet Steve. You're going to get to talk about credit. You're going to learn about credit. And it is absolutely amazing how his presentation will dominate a good 20 minutes.
Domination.
It is a huge portion of the actual day, because there are so many people, even if you have perfect credit, we've seen some of the, you know, the, and it's the same questions every time, which is great,
yeah.
You know, because we do these all of the time. But it's things that people don't know. So, you know, should I close this credit card because it's 20% interest rate? Don't give them the answer right now.
No, I won't. It's funny. So let me say that, because someone with an 802 score was asking me about something on the phone. And I was like, I told her, I said, ma'am, you know, 99.9% of the people I speak to would love to have your score.
Right.
But, you know.
And they're sad.
But they want.
I want the highest one.
They want to be perfect. Right. Perfect score is 850. The highest I've ever seen is 843 by a retired school teacher.
Right. Oh, wow. Look at that. Very nice. Yeah. It's hard. I mean, I've got a client right now that's got two free and clear properties, two very small credit card debts, you know, I mean, and the limits are pretty big, and he's got a car loan, and he has a 746 credit score. I mean, A++++ borrower. It is so hard to get those scores up there. And so it is really nice when people come out, even if they've got perfect credit, to learn from you and to understand, you know, what are some of the tips of the trade? You know, yeah. What can they do to make it better? And it really does make a difference. A lot of people out there don't know that the credit score drives the interest rate so much. You know, a 620 credit score gets the highest of highest rates. The 640 gets a little better. The 680 gets a little bit better. Is there a change at 660? I think it's 640 to 680, right?
Really in the jumbo range. And if you're in the conforming conventional FHA, VA, it's really 740 is kind of the...
Well, that's the big number, but every single time you move, like the 620 is going to have a different rate than 640. The 640 is going to have a different rate than, you know, the 680, and the 700 is going to have better than the 680 did. It really does change. Now, it might not change the rate entirely, but it will change the pricing in between.
And it can affect the down payment too, right?
Right. Yeah. It can change, you know, how much that they need to make pay in points to get to the same rate. Sure. So, you know, everything that you can do to come in with the very best score possible is one of the most, it really is the most important piece of the whole pie.
Yeah.
Then after that, number two is income. And, you know, income is a big piece as well. We've got a lot of clients that were self-employed that just recently got a job, and they think that they've got to wait 2 years at this new job to have that 2 year history, and they don't. You know, they've got the history, even though they were self-employed, even if their income isn't necessarily showing like it was huge when they were self-employed, they've got a brand new job where they have employment and a contract and a W-2 and a pay stub. We can validate that and use that income. So there's a lot of pieces. Number two would be income, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Then number three, like, you know, Steve mentioned, is down payment and how much down payment do you need? And that's where credit score comes right back around again. You know, we talk about it week after week with down payment assistance. You know, you need to have a 640 credit score. That's very important. But if you have a 620 credit score, are we going to tell you, no, we can't do down payment assistance?
And if you want cash out, they'll loan you, if you have a higher credit score, they're going to loan you 95-100% versus someone who's lower, you're not even going to get a sniff at that.
Right. Yeah, and we can't really go, I mean, well, on a cash out, we're not going to go to 100% on any 95. Kind of loan. Cash out, really, you're limited at 80. But again,
except for VA.
VA veterans out there, you can do a cash out to 100%.
Yes.
But
I think what we're trying to say is the credit score really drives everything. It's really your first step in the door. It's going to drive what program you're doing, what rate you're doing. And it's going to drive whether you're today or you're tomorrow or you're a year from now.
Right.
It's really just the first piece of it.
Right.
I feel very blessed to have Steve coming tomorrow and talking to all of our clients. And he really is very helpful for that whole entire piece.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, if you're just getting in your car, you're just listening right now and you haven't been listening, we're talking with Steve Altonian with Credit Law Solutions.
AKA the Credit Cowboy.
And
that was really cool. You guys got to
like
do
that
tomorrow. All right.
We will try.
Tomorrow.
We will
want that intro.
We will do it. But if you don't have your tickets already, definitely get them. Tomorrow is the day. We're just a little over 24 hours away from our home buyer workshop. The last workshop we did was fantastic. It was a renovation workshop. It really appealed to a lot of people. First time buyers that want to learn how to buy a home and be able to redo the house like they watch on all the Home and Garden TVs and the TLC networks. But then also for people that own a home today and they wanted to do some home improvements. So that was really a cool workshop that we did.
It was fun.
But this one is really just down to the basics. This is our home buyer workshop. This is for anybody that wants to buy a house.
Getting your feet wet.
Get your feet wet. Learn about it. Step into the game. Understand it. And it's going to make your transactions so much easier when you know what you're doing, when you've got that knowledge behind you. And it's going to start with credit, which is going to be Steve, and it's going to move into, you know, down payments, loan programs, and, you know, lots of FHA, VA, all kinds of acronyms you're going to learn, escrow, title, closing costs, you know, I mean, so many things that you need to understand, you know, appraisals and physical inspections and termite inspections and what is what and what do I pay for and, you know, how much do I pay the realtor? And we're going to have a realtor there that can answer a lot of very important questions as well.
That's actually one of my favorite questions that people ask.
What's that?
What do I pay the realtor?
Yes, that's a good one.
It's usually my favorite. And I'm not going to give you guys the answer today because you have to come tomorrow right. to get the answer. Right. And also, I decided I'm not going to give anybody the answer of GoFest because everybody has Google. You can Google it, but I think it should be surprised and waiting for tomorrow.
Yes, GoFest is in September, and we are going to get some tickets from GoCountry 105 to raffle. Steve's going to bring a couple of gifts to raffle as well, which will be great. But get your tickets now, definitely. Go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on events, and you can get your tickets there. You can text us. Text the word MOM to 31996. You can get your tickets that way. Or give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Just really such a great day tomorrow. Give yourself the time. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Doors are going to open at 2. So if you get there before 2, you might wait a little bit before we let you in. Be patient. There's tons of parking, so don't feel like you've got to get there 30 or 45 minutes early. There's tons of parking, not a problem. But we will open up the door, start checking you in at 2, and we plan to get started at 2:15. We do not want to waste anybody's time. We want to get right down to the nitty-gritty. We want to get you in the door. We want to take a picture with you. We want you to meet the mortgage moms. Then you're going to go straight for your sangria, beer, or water. You're going to grab your appetizers and go grab a seat, and we're going to start at 2:15. And we are going to be done by 4:30, 5 at the latest, but that's only if you want to stick around and you want to hang out with us afterwards and talk to us. So we come with your questions. We want you prepared. We want to answer every single question. We do not want you to leave the day without having the answer to the question that you've been thinking or wondering or wanting to know about. So bring your questions. Have your tickets in your hand so we can get you through the door quickly. And it's just going to be such a great day. And to spend 3 hours for something that is in the top 3 items of the most stressful things that a person will ever go through in their life. Number 1, buy a house. Number 2, death of a family member. And number 3, a divorce. Those are the 3.
Was it divorce or getting married? Because remember, I think last
it could have been getting married.
I don't remember, but let's just say there's 4.
Yeah, let's just say there are 4. But
let's not take one of them away because it sounds like they're all stressful.
Yes, but buying a home and getting a mortgage are within that top 4, we're going to call it. Yep. We're going to rename it the 4 here at Mortgage Mom Radio. It is within the top 4 most stressful things that a person will do in their lifetime. So if you can have your Friday night to do whatever you want and all day Saturday to do whatever you want, other than listen to us at 7 a.m. on Go Country.
Hey, they don't call it Sunday Fun Day for nothing.
Right? Sunday, go do whatever you want. It's Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Give yourself 3 hours of free education, eat our food, drink our beer, come out and learn. Let us help you. This is what we do at Mortgage Mom Radio. This is what we enjoy doing for you. We want to make things just that much less stressful for you when it's time for you to get started. It doesn't matter if you want to buy something today or you want to buy something in a year from now or even in a year and a half or 2 years from now. If you don't have a plan, you don't have a roadmap, and you don't know how you're going to get there, it's never going to happen. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know, how much money do I need? How much do I need to improve my credit score by? You know,
it's really like anything else in life. You don't go to the grocery store and just go willy-nilly down the lanes, right?
I do sometimes.
Well, but you have an idea of what
yes,
you
I go
ordering.
In there knowing
you know
what I'm
getting
not,
breakfast,
I know
lunch,
that my
dinner.
I know that my refrigerator's empty.
Right.
And I've got to just literally walk out of there like, two carts later.
But you know that you're there to buy your breakfast, yes, lunch, and dinner. You, yes, have a plan. You don't drive to the mall not knowing what road you're going to take to go to the mall. It's the same thing, people. You have to have a road or you're never going
to
get there.
I do not go to the mall without an egg. I have a better plan going to a mall than I do going to the grocery store.
It's called online shopping.
I have no plan when I go into the mall.
Oh, I do. I know exactly what store I'm going to, exactly what I need, and I pretty much know how long it's going to take me to get in and out of there and back in my car and back home. I hate the mall.
Yeah, so do I. I don't even go.
It is not my favorite place by all means.
Well, and we're out here in Valencia, so I don't know if you've ever been to the Valencia Mall, but even on a Tuesday at when it opens, there's no parking. You have to do valet.
No, that would irritate the heck out of me.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's not like going to Glendale Galleria. It's bad. It's
bad. Yeah, but when I go to the mall, I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
So when I go to the mall, it's to treat myself. So
you have a plan.
Yeah, but I don't know what that treat is going
to
be yet.
But you have a plan.
Matter of fact, I want to go to the mall. Can we hurry up with this?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't open till 9, so but it'll probably take us about that long to get back home when we're done here.
Yeah.
So again, welcome. Thank you so much for everybody listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. We're talking about our workshop that's going to happen tomorrow. Last workshop we're going to have before the summer. And what's so important about that is that the summer months are like pretty much here. It's almost May. I mean, it is like May's in a couple days.
Summer
is here. And if you have thought like, I want to buy this summer, I want to buy when the kids are out of school, you know, and move during that time, or I want to buy this summer before we get married, or everything's always summer. And it's summer. That's our season. People ask like, hey, does lending and real estate, is there a season? Yeah, summer's the season. And that's when everybody wants to make their moves. And it's strategic and there's reasons behind it, but that seems to be the easiest time of the year for people to move. There's no holidays. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas. It's not Easter. It's not, you know, there's always something that seems to be happening. And that those summer months seem to be the relaxing months that people have time to get in their car and go look at homes and work on that. And if you want to buy something this summer, I'm going to tell you right now, inventory is tight. And if you don't have your pre-approval done very, very quickly, you are not buying a house this summer. You have got to get in the car and you've got to get out there and you've got to start looking. But what real estate agent in their right mind wants to put you in the car if they don't know if you can qualify for a loan? You know, they don't get paid unless you close a loan. And I want to say that one more time.
Darn it.
No, I didn't. I didn't answer the question, who pays the realtor? Okay. All I said is that the realtor doesn't get paid unless your property closes.
Okay. All right.
So if you don't close on a loan, which means that you can't close on the property, the realtor doesn't get paid, period. They could spend days, hours, weeks with you. They could be, you know, they're putting gas in their car. They're putting mileage on their tires. They're taking time away from their families and their children and everything else in their life. And for you to find a home and write an offer is all great. And you put money in escrow, fantastic. And then your loan gets declined. That does not help a realtor in any way. So why would they put you in the car and start showing you homes if you're not pre-approved for that loan? You need to be pre-approved before you start looking for a house. And don't waste your time either. Do you want to go out there and find a house? Look for months, right? Or look for a month or look for a weekend. Trust me, it's exhausting. You ever gone out and looked for cars and you're like, they all look the same after you've seen like a million cars?
Yeah.
You know, sure. It's the same thing with houses. After you've seen like 7 in a day, they all look the same. One day of it is exhausting, let alone sometimes it's months and months it takes to find the right one, right? Mm-hmm. So why would you fall in love with a home and you're so excited and then all of a sudden, you know, you call your lender and they say, well, I can't do your loan for you. You don't qualify. So this is such an important piece of the process. Please take the time, come out, learn, know what you're doing. Hear from our credit guy, Steve. He's so fantastic. And if you don't think you can buy something, you can. It's just a matter of making that plan and getting that roadmap put in place. Listen to me and Marla. We've got 40 plus years in the business together. We've got a real estate agent that's going to be there that can answer those questions. And, you know, right now it's a tough market. It really is to get your offer accepted. What are the two things that we hear over and over and over again, Marla, about why our borrower's loan or offer got accepted over the other 20 that were on the property? What are the two reasons?
Oh, give me two. They didn't have a pre-approval.
Well, they had a pre-approval because they came through us. And that's what I'm saying. So we've had multiple times that clients have literally had their offer accepted, one, because their loan was fully approved. And we were able to show that to the seller and it made the seller feel more comfortable. And the second one was that they're working with a strong agent that knows how to negotiate for them.
I heard your question wrong. I heard you say not.
Oh, yes. No. Why? Why are our offers getting accepted over others?
Yeah. I heard, why are they not getting accepted?
Yeah. They're getting, yeah. No, no. That's totally good. Hey, this is live on air. We're real people. Like, we hear things weird sometimes.
All the time.
Okay. You want to go side note for a second?
Okay, let's go.
Total fun. So the kids, my kids for spring break went with my sister and my brother-in-law to Illinois to go visit my dad. So mm-hmm. they went to go back to go see grandpa, and they went with my nieces as well. So there were, my poor sister had quite a few kids with her. They just decided to take every niece and nephew and go.
But they're all potty trained. It's fine.
Oh, they are. They're all definitely older kids. The youngest one, I think, on that trip was 9.
Yeah.
So easy speezy, right? So anyway, so they're there and they decided one night they were going to play the board games and everything. And they came up with some new game that literally sounds like telephone. And I can't remember what they called it, but it was pretty much the same thing where like, but they somehow used texting. I'm going to find the name of this game, mm-hmm. but they were telling us how hilarious it was. And by the time that they explained it, I'm like, well, it sounds like the old school game that we used to play as kids where you'd whisper in somebody's ear and then they'd whisper in your ear and you'd go all the way down.
Right.
And by the time it got to the last person, it was a totally different sentence than it started.
Right.
But it was the same thing, but they somehow did it with drawing and with text messaging. And I have got to find out what the rules of this game were, because they have talked about it nonstop for the last like 2 weeks.
That's funny.
Fun, right?
Yeah. That is funny.
Why I got off on that, I don't know. I don't remember what brought me to that, but
not sure.
Maybe that should be a question tomorrow for the
for one of the games. Yeah, exactly.
See, listening.
Yeah, what was the name? Well, I don't know what the name of it was.
You have just about 24 hours to find out.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. And then we'll mention it tomorrow when we first get started.
Maybe we'll play it.
Yeah. Hey, and for any... Ooh, I just hit the table. For any of you that are out there that are teachers and you've used Kahoot! It, we're going to play a game tomorrow. So we're going to turn it back on you teachers and we're going to make you be the ones in the audience that are answering the questions. So we really do have a lot of fun. It is going to be a great day. You're going to learn so much, but at the same time, you're going to get to play the games with us, which will also help you to retain and understand the information. But we're not going to be boring by any means. And then, of course, we've got Steve with us who is really just going to give you a great understanding of credit. Really some good stuff. So if you want to come out to the seminar tomorrow, I don't even know how to like push it on people, but it is just, you've got to do it. It is one of the most important things that you will do, especially if you have never bought a house. This is really formed around somebody who has never bought a home in their life or has not bought a house in 4 or 5 years, I'd say. You know, if it's been 4 or 5 years or longer since you've bought a home, it's always good to go through that experience again. You do forget, trust me. You went through a lot of pain and all you remember was it was a rough process, but you don't necessarily remember the ins and outs of what took place.
Right.
So this is going to be a good refresher for you. And oh yeah, that's right. Oh, I remember now. So it'll be really good for somebody who hasn't bought a home in like 4 or 5 years or longer, or somebody who has never bought a home before. And if you haven't, you really cannot miss this day. It is the last time we're going to do one before the summer is over. And if you want to buy a house, you know, this summer, or at least make your plan to buy a house by next summer, this is the time to do it. So give us a call. What number do they call, Marla?
844-935-3634 or 844-935-WE-LEND for you.
Very nice. And then how else can they get their tickets?
How else can you get tickets? Well, the first place you can go on our website, which is Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the radio. Go on, go to the top, hit on events. You can register right there. Or you can text us at text the word MOM, M-O-M, to 31996. You're going to get a cute little picture that pops up. Hit on it. Register. You also get a link to our app if you don't have that already.
Right, which they need
for tomorrow.
Which
is a little hint. You're going to need that tomorrow. So
yes.
Maybe hit on both of the cute little pictures. Maybe also then send a little note because I will text you back after.
Yeah. So, and that's what I was going to actually mention right now when you're going into Slick Text and how they can get their messages that way. So basically Slick Text is our program. You text the word MOM to 31996 and it will send us a text message saying that you are texting us. And then it puts us together with you and we can start going back and forth. But it's also going to give you a link to the workshop, which is what Marla was saying. You can get your tickets right there. Picture. You can also get the phone app, which is fantastic because with the phone app, you need that to win some prizes tomorrow, including GoFest the GoFest tickets that Go Country 105 is giving us to raffle tomorrow. So that's going to be fun. But hey, with our text messaging, we have a lot of clients that do like to send us messages and they like to ask us questions. And that is what this show is all about. It's all about advice. It's all about learning. It's all about helping the next person and asking the questions and us being able to answer those for you. So we are going to actually pull up some messages that we've received. We're going to read those for you. We're going to answer them for you. If you have questions and you like to call us, you can always do that at 844-935-3634. Call us up, ask us your questions. We'll answer those for you. We're taking the calls right now. And then of course, if we don't answer it, we'll go to our call service and the call service will let us know that you've called and we will call you back. So if we're on another line, but you got one, you got a good question?
I do.
Here we go.
This is pretty good.
Bring the action.
Bring it on.
Jessica from Lake Elsinore. I would love to get more info on USDA loans. Looking for a property in Menifee, but my husband and I don't have the best credit, and we are currently in debt relief program. People would we qualify for that type of loan, and are we okay to purchase? Thank you so much.
Okay, so how did you answer? I'm putting this one on you this time.
Fine, go for it. I just kind of broke down that, you know, absolutely it's all about our, you know, taking a look at it. So credit being that very first piece. She didn't let me know what her credit score was. So I just said, you know, hey, we'd want to jump into that. But USDA has a minimum credit score of 640. Menifee is a good area. There's a lot of USDA eligibility in that area. I did encourage her to call and discuss further with me. And then I asked her some more information about the debt relief program, because I know there's so many programs out there, some of them maybe not being the top best ones you want to do, but that's what I wanted to get some more information. Unfortunately, after a few times kind of get a hold of Jessica again, she did not respond.
Okay. And that happens.
That does happen, because I mean, it is text message, and you know, we try to encourage, you know, a phone call and try to get a little bit more so that we can get further information. But
yeah,
and I thought the question in general was good, because it brought up USDA, brought up credit score, and then brought up debt relief, which I thought was a good little segue for you to talk about that particular program.
Yeah, you know, the problem potentially with the debt relief is if they're consolidating some companies, the not stellar companies will just go late. So that will ruin their chances of securing a loan. So
Back up. I'm going to pretend like I'm the person, I'm the listener out there, I'm the consumer. And I'm going to ask you the questions that I would be like, what in the heck is he talking about right now? So a debt relief company, basically you're going to find them online, Google or whatever, and you're going to say, I want to consolidate my debt. Maybe you don't qualify for an actual debt consolidation loan. So these companies say, oh, well, we can help you without doing a loan to actually get your debt paid off sooner. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So what exactly are they doing then? So when you say, well, they're just going to let it go late. So what are the, how are these companies, what is their angle? What is it that they're doing to get your debt paid off faster than if you just try to pay it off yourself?
Well, what they do is they'll take like an escrow account. They'll take $400 or $500 a month. Let's say you owe $15,000 or whatever it is. They'll put in an account. They're not paying anybody yet. They'll negotiate with
Your creditors
at a reduced value, but they're still going delinquent. And most of them, you know, will ask me for an endorsement, and I've yet to give one yet, you know, just because I haven't found one. I do know someone who says that, you know, their score is good, but I haven't confirmed that. But when you're going through the debt settlement program, or debt relief, I should say, it's generally just to get out of debt. You know, your credit score will tank, you know, which will obviously hurt your ability to do anything. But for some people, just like bankruptcy, it's a necessary evil. And you go on from wherever you're at. And, you know, you just got to pick up where you're at. Once you're done with that, then you can move on. But that's generally the historically how I found debt relief programs.
And I've seen a lot of them. I mean, you know, a lot of people think they're getting a loan
consolidation.
Right. Like, and they think that they're being, that everything's on the, I don't even want to say the up and up, because that's probably just throwing people under the bus, but they don't understand the process. They don't understand what's happening with their credit.
Yeah.
And then you pull their credit to kind of see what's going on, and you have a history of 6 months of not making all of these payments. No. I have been.
I've been paying the debt settlement company, right? And the debt settlement company's not paying
and they
the creditors.
I don't think they tell a lot of the clients like sure. that whole entire process. Yeah. And then there's the ones that, you know, aren't the most stellar, that after they have settled, they don't go back and try to help clean up that credit report that had all of that late.
That's when you come to the credit cowboy.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Very good. Very good.
Come so, to Papa Steve.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, that's why we're having.
Ooh, we're gonna try that
Papa
one.
Papa Steve.
A little sangria tomorrow, Papa Steve. I'll be coming out.
Love it. But that's why we're doing this show, you know, and that's why we do the home buyer workshops, and it is to try to help and to educate people. And you know, a lot of them don't understand that, you know, when they see these debt relief companies, they're thinking, well, great, they're gonna negotiate for less of a balance so I can get it paid off sooner. They're going to negotiate for a lower interest on the debt, you know, because a lot of them will tell them we're going to get the interest rate reduced as well on the debt you're paying.
Yeah.
But they don't realize, like you said, that they're going to sit there and let everything go delinquent, and you're going to have a 30-day late, a 60-day late, a 90-day late. And if you're incorporating 5, 6, 7 different accounts on your credit report into this consolidation, they're all going negative at the same time. So you're literally, you could see somebody that's just got a lot of debt. So maybe their credit score is a little low, you know, maybe a 640 or 620 just because they're maxed out. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they're in the 500s. You know, 400s, yes. High 400s, you know, yeah. Within a couple of months of yes. just these 30-day lates hitting. So definitely not something that we suggest that you do. But like you said, it is a necessary evil sometimes. Mm. Sometimes, just like bankruptcy, it just gets to the point where there is no other option. But we don't want people to go down that road. And we want to try to look at the credit report and see what we can do to try to help them in advance. You know, if you've got a map that says, hey, if you can pay down this account to this number and this account to this number, at that point, your credit score will reflect at, right? Yeah. You know, we're giving them an idea of what they need to do and which accounts to attack first. And that's going to be the healthier process. Also then keeping the credit good and then allowing them to be able to purchase down the road. So that's why we're saying it's not, sometimes it's not today that you're ready. Sometimes it's in a year from now.
Right.
But if you don't know what to do first, how do you get there?
Yeah. And the biggest thing I found with people is they just say, hey, I can never get there. And they just give up. It's like anything else in life. You have to start somewhere. You have to have a plan, as Marla was bringing up. If your credit's in the 400s today, you know, you work on it, you have a plan, you have a strategy, you can be in the mid 600s in a year. You
right.
know, you just have to have a strategy. It's simple math. Credit's not a mystery. It's a simple mathematical
yep.
equation.
2 + 2.
We just need to change the math. And
yeah.
it can be done. So if you're out there and you feel your credit is a little bit less than stellar, do not give up hope. We can get you there. And if you think your credit's better than it is, then we'll just try to get you to the next level.
Right. Absolutely. So again, if you're listening, we're talking about our home buyer workshop tomorrow. We're also going to, we did read one question. We're going to read another question. So if you want to send us questions, we're going to answer those for you. You can text the word mom to 31996. By doing that, you can actually ask us questions that we'll read on air and we'll answer them live. If we can't get to yours before the show is over, you'll still get an answer back from us. So text away. You can also download the phone app that you're going to need for tomorrow's event. So if you're coming out to our workshop tomorrow, it's going to be lots of fun, but you need to download the phone app and have it on your phone to play the games with us. And that way you can win whatever Steve's bringing, and Go Country 105 is bringing Go Fest tickets. So that'll be fun. And then you can go back and forth with us. You get your tickets to the home buyer workshop. I'm sorry, I went the wrong direction there. But you get your okay. tickets to the workshop from texting the word mom as well. So again, you can do pretty much everything you need to do. Download the phone app for tomorrow. Get your tickets for tomorrow if you don't have them already. And you can start asking us some questions that we're going to answer for you live on air. If you want to, you can give us a call as well. You can call us at 844-935-3634. If you have a question that is specific to Steve for credit repair or credit questions in general, we can go ahead and get you over to him. If we don't answer, it's because our phone lines are busy. It will go directly to our call service. Do not hang up. Leave your name, leave your number. They will text us. We will call you back, whether it's us or whether it's Steve. So make sure that you let the call service know, hey, my question is for Steve. And they will, you know, send us that message. We'll make sure that Steve's the one that calls you back. But you can do that by calling 844-935-3634. And again, text the word mom to 31996 to ask us questions, download the phone app, and get your tickets for tomorrow. So what's our next question, Marla?
The next question was a very just subtle question, but I thought we should bring it up because we actually haven't mentioned it at all, which I'm very surprised about you not mentioning this.
Alexa?
Somebody asked where they could find our podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Okay. They asked the name of it. And just like everything else with us, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. Just don't forget the radio or you'll find yourself in Google and podcast oblivion.
Google and podcast oblivion. Yeah. Okay.
That was a tongue twister.
I like it. Yeah. So go to mortgagemomradio.com and literally it says listen to podcast is one of the links on the website. You can subscribe to the podcast as well. So if you want to listen to it on your phone or your mobile device, you can get it from iTunes. You can get it from the Google Play Store. You can find us on TuneIn Radio. Pretty much anywhere that a podcast is, you can find a podcast, we're there. You can also, like I mentioned, Alexa. So everybody that has an Alexa, all of their Alexas are going off right now. Alexa, Alexa, Alexa. But turn on your My Skills and you can actually say, Alexa, search Mortgage Mom Radio podcast or podcast Mortgage Mom Radio. I don't remember what direction you do it in. Look at your skills app. But you can actually listen to the most recent show that we have. You can find it right through there as well. So it's pretty easy to find the podcast. But what's cool about it is I know this show, we've been doing a lot of talking about credit. So maybe you tuned in halfway through and didn't hear what we had to say at the beginning of the show. You can go back and you can actually listen to the show. So right after we're done here, I will go ahead and get it posted up on the website. So, you know, about 8:30-ish or so, you can get on there and listen to the entire show if you want to hear everything from today. If you want to hear something we talked about last week, you know, the week before, I believe 2 weeks ago, we had our show was, we literally talked about just about every acronym in mortgage lending. We went through FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, renovation loans.
That would actually
jumbo.
Be a really fun show just doing straight acronyms, DTI, LTV, HOA. That would be.
Put
that on the calendar.
HOI, HOA. EOI.
Yeah. Seriously.
We have a lot of acronyms. We talk and we work in acronyms and we do our very best. That is the one thing that I'd say that Marla and I really pride ourselves in is that we try to make sure that we are talking to you as somebody that doesn't understand our business. And sometimes, you know, a lot of loan officers out there, and I'm just going to put it this way, they don't realize because we're so busy and we're so caught up in it and what we do that they don't realize that they're talking to you as though you're another person in the industry because it's just
low jargon.
Yes. Yeah. It's just second nature. Right. And so a lot of that sometimes too, as the consumer, I know I've been there before where somebody will say something to me and I almost feel like I don't want to ask what. Yeah. What does that mean? Because, you know, you're embarrassed that you don't understand what they're talking about. Like it's something that you should know. And a lot of times that will really, you know, it'll really slow down the process. It'll make it more confusing, more aggravating, more frustrating for you. So we really do a very good job at making sure that we're explaining in detail what we're talking about, not using those acronyms. But when you come out to the workshop tomorrow, we're going to actually teach you those acronyms. We're going to give you an entire list of what all of the different words and terms and things that you're going to hear throughout the process, what those buzzwords are that you're going to need to know before you walk into purchasing a home and being in that scenario. So I like that. That was actually a great question.
I know. That's why I picked it.
All right. You got another one for us?
I do.
Let's do it.
Also a very good one.
All right.
And yes, you can just pat me on the back afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. Adam Flores from Riverside. My question is on the workshop tomorrow. Is it only for first-time home buyers? I just purchased my first home in January, but I want to learn more about real estate and look to invest in the future.
Okay. So it is more, honestly, it is more situated towards a first time home buyer tomorrow and, or somebody who hasn't bought a home in, like I said, a little bit earlier in the show, last 4 to 5 years or longer. Anybody can come out tomorrow. The more knowledge that you have, the better. And just because you've bought one home and you just did it doesn't necessarily mean that you understood everything that took place through the transaction.
Especially if you want to educate yourself more in real estate and understand it so you can go and confidently purchase another property or third property, a fourth property. I mean, yeah, I say anybody comes because the more you educate yourself, the better you're going to be in anything.
Right. Now, are we going to be sitting, is it going to be an investment seminar? No, not going to come out and learn what you need to do to become an investor and what's the best strategy for that? How much down payment do you need for that? We are truly talking about purchasing a home. So, you know, it's not an investment seminar by any means, but anybody is going to get education and they're going to learn and they're going to benefit from it. Even a real estate agent would be somebody great to come out and
anybody.
Learn, especially a newer real estate agent that is just getting into the business. You know, the loan side is so important to the entire process. That home, you can be a real estate agent, you can sell a house, but if the loan doesn't close, your deal doesn't close and you don't get paid. And we're still going to hold back the answer of who pays the realtor until you guys come out tomorrow.
It's a secret.
But you know, it is a really important piece of the process. So yes, I'd say anybody whatsoever is going to benefit. It's all education. The more you know, the better that you do in any transaction whatsoever, whether you've done one before, you've done 10 before. Is it an investment seminar? No.
No.
This is truly a home buyer workshop.
The main key pieces we've talked about before, the A to Z of buying a house is still going to be relevant.
The only difference with an investor is how much do you need for down payment?
Exactly. But credit still is a key piece. What product is going to be making make sense for you? The realtor, the inspections that have to be done. Sometimes inspections and appraisals on investment properties, you know, there are little extra steps and maybe we might not go into them, but it is important that you understand the different types and pieces that go into it.
Right, right. And a first-time investor workshop would probably be a little bit different because we'd talk about, you know, rental income and lease agreements and those kinds of things once you become an investor for the first time. But the actual process of buying the home is the same. It is exactly the same.
Same onion, with, different layers.
Yes, with a larger down payment requirement and maybe some money in the bank for some reserves.
Yep.
So again, it really is for just about anybody. But the key people that are really going to learn from it is somebody that's maybe done it once or twice. It's been a while since they've done it. They've never done it. Or they are truly there because they just want to be experts at the transaction. They want to be experts at how it flows and how it works. And anybody that is in any of those categories is really going to benefit from tomorrow.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. Again, if you don't have your tickets, get them now. Before the show started, I want to say we had like 16 tickets total left. So definitely get on there and get them. I don't believe you can get your tickets after like midnight tonight. I got to go on there and look and see when we did the cutoff. But definitely make sure you get them. You can do that by texting the word MOM to 31996. You'll get the link to actually get your workshop tickets. You'll get a link to our phone app. Download that or you won't have the opportunity to play the games with us, which in turn lets you win the GoFest tickets that Go Country is raffling and a couple of gifts that Steve will be providing as well. So make sure that you do that and call us 844-935-3634. You can get your tickets that way.
Yes.
Or you can go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on events and then you can get them there too.
Yep.
All right. So we have another question.
There's a multitude of places.
There's a million places that you can get these tickets. And if you just want to call us, just call us and we'll help you out. But there literally were like 16 tickets left, I think, as of this morning. And that was it. So definitely make sure that you get on there and you get those tickets. Because the room is only so large.
Right.
We don't have room for everybody. And so we did have to cut it off at a certain number. And it's a pretty big number, I think.
Which also wants me to bring up, you know, if you did have tickets and we know life jumps at us. At all different angles every single day. So if you are not able to make it tomorrow, please let us know so that we can open up those tickets for somebody else. But please don't stop. Please don't let that be your end all be all. Still call us.
Right.
Still keep moving forward.
No, that's okay. We'll help you.
We still want you to, you know, start on the game plan to purchase. I was kind of looking through all the other questions. The only other one that I remember founding was a client that her dad needed to remodel his home because he's now in a wheelchair and needed to make it accessible for his living. Mm-hmm. His home was free and clear, and she was debating, do we do a reverse or do we do a home equity line of credit? And I kind of gave her both of the pictures. And honestly, you know, at the end of the day, reverse was better for their financial future.
Right. Right. And when a lot of people don't understand, and reverse purchases out there too, you know, a lot of clients don't understand that either. And it's a really, I mean, for baby boomers, it's an awesome product because the income requirements to qualify for a reverse purchase are very, very low. You know, you need to qualify, you need to have enough income coming in the door to keep your, you know, home, the energy on and the lights running and your taxes paid and your insurance
paid.
But it's
a whole different calculation.
But it's a different calculation. Right. And it really is a great product that a lot of people don't know about. They just think that a reverse mortgage is a refinance and it's not. You can actually use it to purchase a home. So maybe you want to sell that house that you because you do want to downsize, sell the house, get all the equity out of the property, put it into the new purchase and do the refinance on the new purchase. So,
right.
And, you know, depending on your age is what determines what the down payment requirement is. So it could be as large as 50% down that you need, and it could be as little as 40% down that you need. I mean, it is a larger down payment requirement. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that, you know, the life of your life expectancy will carry out the equity in the home through the life of the loan.
Which, with that being added, is changing this October. The minimum loan to value, or how much equity you need to have, is going to be changing per the age this coming October. So more to come on that.
Yes. And we'll get those guidelines.
We'll get
those
guidelines when they actually do change. They're still kind of, I don't know if the negotiating is the word, but hashing it out.
Right.
Is what they're
so
doing.
Some other great stuff too, that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So we haven't, I know we've been talking about the workshop. We've got Steve here. We got to get back to credit for a couple minutes before the end of the show. But you know, tomorrow's going to be great. So let's just kind of run through it really fast for people that are jumping in the car now that haven't heard us talk about it throughout the hour. So okay. So it is an almost Cinco de Mayo party.
Almost.
And it's not a party, but what a fun way to learn, right? Kick back, have some,
It's a party. We try to make this fun. And I've said this before.
Mortgage,
and no offense, Steve, but credit is not the most exciting stuff to talk about. So we really do have to jive it up and make it a party. So yes, it will be a party tomorrow.
It will be fun. It will be sangria and beer and some appetizers, and you're going to get to sit back and relax. And what other way can you sit back and learn? I mean, if they had our office meetings with sangria and appetizers,
I'm writing that down right now.
We'd all show up every time. No, I'm just kidding. We show up anyway because we have to, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, if I'm going to go to something, I'm going to learn. I want to do it in a relaxed atmosphere. That's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're going to have games, like we mentioned, that are going to help retain with the knowledge what you need to know. We are going to give you everything from, you know, words that you need to understand and acronyms that are important, all the way through closing costs, appraisals, loan programs, down payment assistance, credit. Steve's going to be there to talk about credit and what are the best ways, you know, to get that credit score up. It's really just going to be an amazing day, one that we are not going to be putting on again. We usually do them about once every 6 to 8 weeks. This is our last one until September, October. We don't have a date yet. We're not doing it through the summer months. So if you can get out tomorrow, you want to get out tomorrow to come and see us.
Absolutely. For the fun. For the excitement.
Fun and the excitement and a good time.
2 to 5.
And learning.
We haven't said that where it's at for a while. It's in San Pedro at the LA Harbor Masonic Lodge.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's up on a hill. So fingers crossed, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow.
Look,
you can see a beautiful view.
It is up on a hill, and it is a beautiful view, but it is kind of a weird entrance where you could miss it.
You could.
Yes. So make sure.
Kind of like a little hill, and it's in the middle of a neighborhood. So it's not. And
Google map it. Use your navigation to get you there. But yes, you're going to turn up a very long driveway and take you up to the top of the hill. But it is really going to be a great day, and you're going to get everything that you need to know, and you're going to leave with all of the information that you need. We want you to come armed and prepared with questions. We want to get you out of there with the answer to every question that you might have. Steve's going to take us through a great presentation on what to pay off, what not to pay off, what are some of the tricks of the trade. He's really going to take us through a really nice credit piece, which is, like we mentioned earlier in the show, the most important number one start place for any loan, to get a loan approved. So that's going to be really nice, Steve. We're looking forward to that.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah. And anybody out there that's listening that wants to get tickets, make sure that you do it. So you can text the word MOM to 31996, get your tickets, and download the phone app, because you need that to play the games tomorrow. You can send us messages if you have questions right through the phone app as well, through the text messaging as well. So text the word MOM 31996. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on events. You can get your tickets there. Or you can give us a call, 844-935-3634. And we'll be back next week.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB 676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 09.
1-800-391-8544, Washington ZL39179, Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB02-37926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marley Geezer is licensed by California DB06693357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.